Some things we've talked about before was we looked at indexing, picking and choosing your open, your initial technique. The thing to remember is that even though I'm doing things with my hands, I need to be doing something with my lower body. Anytime I'm throwing an arm, I need body weight behind it. Something like this, they call them bobs, are phenomenal for that. They don't give you the full reaction that a person will when you hit them, that they move back, but they're somewhat flexible and they give you a decent amount of stuff to work on targeting as far as ears and eyes, the throat, solar plexus, and the soft spots on the ribs. So remember, we're going to need to make, if I just hit him, I can get a decent amount, but I want to be able to use that foot. So I'm going to pick that front foot up, set down that weight, and come in there to strike with him on bob. So remember, opening technique, we need a follow-up. So if I hit him and stun him, the next technique's pretty simple, is just using palm, right smash into the face. So it's one, two, and each time notice, stepping, move my body forward. I don't want to be moving backwards. If it's a battleground, if you're in the army or whatever, you'll understand looking at that you always take the field. So as I'm hitting, his body is probably rocking back if it's a real person anyhow, so I need to stay with him to keep that pressure on. Simple combination. First one is full arm, everything right across the side of the head and neck, anywhere works. Shotgun effect, anything I can hit's great. And then it's followed by the fact that we already talked about indexing. I'm touching the target. If I drive this hand over and across my arm, it's easy to find. I know right where his head's at. Even if he's leaned over, you'll adjust to compensate for it. So simple technique, easy one to learn is one, two. And again, tell him, hey, look, I want to fight. One, two. Or off the cross arm that we looked at earlier, if I'm standing here, driving across each time. But making that step, keeping pressure on that person. Very, very simple little deal. And it's a wonderfully useful set of techniques because it's a big chop, and then this driving across, anybody can take an open hand and smash. Very, very simple to do. So again, we kind of looked at position of the hands. My lead hand is going to be one that's on top. If I put it behind my hand, I have a hard time getting it out. So lead hand coming across, it's just an open hand, full arm, chop, back fist, slap, whatever we can get here across this guy. Driving in with a palm heel across the face and chin. So as I've got my space, my room, I'm going to make my step, hit, followed by another step, and slap him. So full speed, again, so stepping through, hitting him. Remember, if it's a person, they're moving, so you need to work that step into that so that you can continue to stay with them. I don't want to hit him one time and have him falling backwards and not stick with him for the follow-up. I smack him really hard, big guy falls down, he's gonna get up pissed off, and now I got a bigger fight on my hands as opposed to just being able to go ahead one, two, and if he's on the ground, then you follow it up with a stomp, a kick, whatever you have to do to make sure that he's not going to get up. So we're looking at using that lead arm, coming in, striking the neck, the chin, the side of the face, even if it's a backhand across the ear, it doesn't matter. We just want this for the stun effect, followed by this is going to be my real hard follow-up. If I can make a fist, I may want to hit with a fist. I generally won't throw them to the head. They hurt. It's like punching a bowling ball. So we're trying to use something open. So big shot again. So on that full speed deal, if I'm here and I'm telling this guy, look, I want to fight, coming across. Same thing again, coming across. Very, very simple technique, but massively effective. It's a devastating technique when you hit somebody really hard with this. You kind of straighten out the rope, you take all the slack out of that body, then we're going to hit them here and put them freaking head over heels backwards.